Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the Stones bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Jerry Silberman is our guest, founder and the CEO at Corporate Turnaround, co-author of Small Business Survival Book. Jerry, give us your website and remind the audience what you do for your folks.
Website is corporateturnaround.com, and I save small businesses that don't know where to turn when they get into debt problems. They don't. They have problems with
wherever they are in the country.
Yeah, and anywhere in the country, pretty much, except for maybe one or two states.
Yeah,
but it's a life saving thing for these people. They don't know where to turn. They go to their accountant. They go to their attorney. They don't necessarily know what to tell them. They don't want to file for bankruptcy. What we do, in essence, is use a very complex process, an algorithm, a computer system I've built up over the last 16 years that enables us to get these people out of debt using hardly any money. Basically, take an interest payment. We'll use that interest payment to get people out of debt. It's a phenomenal thing.
So we talked about this person. We talked about the people earlier who do business with merchant cash advances, how expensive they are, and how if you're poised to take that money to take that kind of credit, in some cases factoring makes a lot of sense, but sometimes factoring is also a response to desperation. Jerry, how do we remember what I said? I said, you know, before you enter into these things, and I'm not going to tell you not to. Jerry might, but I'm not going to. But don't do it unless you're willing to say, okay, I admit I'm desperate, and I don't like being here, and so whatever I'm going to do is going to not just give me some breathing room, but I'm going to use this to get myself out of being desperate. What do you think, Jerry?
It depends on where you're coming from. For example, let's say I'm a jeweler and I need to buy a diamond, and this diamond is going to cost me $20,000, and I can get $20,000 on a merchant cash advance, and I can immediately sell that diamond for $30,000.
Right.
Well, that makes sense.
That's not desperation. That's business.
That's not desperation. So I like to point out both sides
right.
of the argument.
Right.
Okay. But on the other side, if people use this to pay off existing debt, like credit cards and suppliers and things like that, what you've done is you've taken money that you've basically borrowed at 18%, 24%, 30% on the high end of credit cards, and now you're paying it off with 80% to 100% money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's insane. But people do it because I don't want to deal with collectors. I don't want to deal with attorneys. I don't want to have to worry about this lawsuit. So they take the path of least resistance, even though that path is going to cost them more in the end.
So how do we, let's talk about how we help people not get into this desperate situation. How do we help them to operate their business where they're not desperate?
Well, you and I are not the first ones to talk about this. Last week I found a website from one of the larger players in the cash advance industry, mm-hmm. and they have a website talking about how if you feel, because I said they take these loans, or advances, I should say, take these advances over and over again, that cycle that keeps going down, mm-hmm. downward spiral. And they actually have a website now that says, if you're in the cycle of borrowing cash advances, and they're talking about it like alcoholism, like a disease,
mm-hmm.
I swear I can't make this up. And I guess they're doing that because they're about to be regulated, or they don't want to be, and they're saying,
mm-hmm.
we're nice guys, we want you. But they don't tell you to stop. They're selling it to you on the other end. It's
right.
almost like this Surgeon General's warning on a cigarette pack,
mm-hmm.
saying, this can kill you, but people are still smoking all day. Okay, so what can you do? You can just stop and come to my company. I hate to use it as an advertisement, but the truth of the matter is, stop, and we can negotiate it for you. Or
well, you're not
you
going. You're not going to give.
Your
you're not going to give them any more drugs. You're going to help them get off the drug.
No, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop the madness. That's what we're going to do. Say, hey, you can't pay this anymore, or you're going to go out of business. You want to stay in business, I'm going to give you a shot, and we're going to stop paying these companies, and what we're going to end up doing is negotiating better terms. I'm not saying just stop paying them and don't pay them. That's the opposite of what corporate turnaround does. We enable you to pay with what you can afford and really stop paying that crazy, what they call cost of money or buy rate. They have their own industry-unique terms because they can't use interest because they're not really lenders.
Well, folks, obviously, if I didn't trust Jerry, he wouldn't be on the show. So you can take that for whatever it's worth. But I will tell you, what I meant, what I said earlier, when you're dealing, when you're at this level of capitalization, you're in a desperate situation. 9 times out of 10, you need to recognize you're in a desperate situation, and that, and one of the things you need to do then is get some help. Get somebody to help you because you need it. You need help. It's going to be very difficult for you to be a desperate person and make good decisions. It's not easy to do that. And so find someone, Jerry's company or someone like Jerry, to help you, to hold your hand, help you get back onto level footing. What do you think, Jerry? Last thoughts.
I think that's a great idea. I think, you know, we have plenty of free information we can provide.
Give us that website again.
The website is corporateturnaround.com. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can. If you're a listener of, to this show, call me, Jerry Silverman, directly. I will take your call. Just mention Jim's name, and I will speak to you. And if I can help you personally, you don't necessarily have to hire us. I just want you to stop paying an incredible amount of money when there are other options available.
Jerry, thanks for being here again. Give us the website one more time.
CorporateTurnaround.com.
Folks, he got, as he says, he's got a lot of good stuff there you can check out for free. So check it out, take advantage of it, and good luck to you. Quick break, 29 after, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.